This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from Mark 6:31. It says there, Jesus said to them, "Come away with me. Let us go alone to a quiet place and rest for a while." Many people were coming and going. They could not even eat. End of quote. Maya Angelou, an American poet, singer, and civil rights activist, said this, "Each person deserves a day away in which no problems are confronted, no solutions searched for. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us." End of quote. Mark Buchanan, an American physicist and author, said, "Most of the things we need to be most fully alive never come in busyness. They grow in rest." End of quote. Alan Cohen, a famous American author of inspirational books, said, "There is virtue in work and there is virtue in rest. Use both and overlook neither." End of quote. You see, when you are very busy with no rest, you would not be able to love or do anything worthwhile. You feel emotionally drained. Without rest, we can get upset and angry, especially with those who are close to us. This could include a spouse and children. They are the most loud, however, we end up shouting at them. Jesus sent his disciples two by two to preach, heal the sick, and cast out impure spirits. You see, they were very busy doing all these tasks. On top of that, they heard about John the Baptist's beheading, the forerunner of Jesus Christ. They were physically and emotionally worn out with the works and the horrible news now they heard. Many people were coming and going. They did not even have time to eat. Jesus knew the need for rest. He said to them, "Come away with me. Let us go alone to a quiet place and rest for a while." Beloved, when you are physically and emotionally worn out, you feel inadequate for the task in front of you. You even think you are a failure. What you need are quietness and rest. Jesus asks you to be alone and take a rest. We all need to be alone and rest to rejuvenate ourselves before we tear apart and wear out. David, the king of Israel, who wrote many psalms, said this. When he was physically and emotionally tired, he wrote, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be rest." Psalm 55, verse 6. You see, God's servants, Jesus lovers, need rest as well. Make sure to be alone and take rest. You may have to go out and eat some good food. Or take an evening or morning rest by doing nothing. Take a day or two off. Sometimes we think taking time off is a sin because we want to serve God. We are passionate about it. Taking rest and time away is not a sin. God, after the creation of all, commanded them. Genesis 2:2 says this, "By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work." End of quote. Bible says in Isaiah 40:28 this, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary." End of quote. Then why did God took a day off on the seventh day? Not for him, because he never gets tired or weary. I believe he set an example for each one of us to follow. You see, quietness and rest are imperative for effective work and service. Alternatively, you will not be able to love and help if you do not have quiet time and rest. You see, body and soul recuperate from quietness and rest. You see, beloved, if you never came to Jesus Christ, you do not have rest for your soul. Jesus lovingly calls you today. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He looked at the people and he said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." End of quote. If you come to Jesus, he will grant you rest for your souls here on this earth and throughout the eternity after your death. Jesus forgives your mistakes. He forgives your sins. He gives peace with God and the incredible peace of God. And he grants eternal life in heaven with him at the time of your death. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I need the rest that you offer to my soul and spirit. Now I invite Jesus into my heart. Come and bless me with your rest and peace. I believe Jesus died in my place and rose again for all of my mistakes and sins. Please forgive me now and save me today. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.